Well, a very big welcome, isn't it?
A very big welcome, following the pause in our work.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Is I join with you again. Let me just say my dear friends that I have always been close by for all of you.
Thank you.
Some are more aware than others, but nevertheless there have been many of those from our world who have supported and uplifted. And I am sure, my dear friends, that you are most grateful to them.
Yes, we are. Please convey our thanks to them. Thank you.
I think we've probably overwhelmed them with their asking for help.
Yes, it's been a difficult period for some of us, and I have felt we have been very much helped through it. Thank you to all concerned.
I can assure you that you are much beloved, all of you within this group. There are many who are there to help, but for the asking. And as I have told you on many occasions, there is nothing wrong in asking for help, not only for others, but for yourselves. And that is what we have achieved in the short time that we have not gathered together. But I have to say, it brings much joy, not only to myself, but to all those friends and helpers who are so close to you. I will take some questions from you, but we have plenty of time in the weeks to come where much can be answered for you. I have to say that for a very short time, the energy of this instrument was a little depleted. Therefore, I wish to give time to rebuild our energies. Therefore, my time with you this evening will be shortened.
In that case, George, we'll let you ask the questions.
Well, I wonder if we could ask some more questions concerning the Bosnian pyramids. Since our last occasion when this matter came up, two of us, Mark and Paul here, have visited the pyramids, have met and spoken with Dr. Sam Osmanagic, who leads the excavation work there. He has published a book this year, and we have read it, and so we are equipped now with a few more facts. There has been radiocarbon dating of the pyramids, and the result of that is 30,000 years, and I wonder how that date rests with you.
I believe I told you that they were older than that they would appear to be.
Yes.
Yes. I still stand by that. I would say if you are desiring a time scale, that 5,000 more of your years would be a closer equation.
Yes, thank you. I felt for some time that the radiocarbon datings that we get of things do not seem to be quite in a linear sense.
No. Of course, there can be accuracy sometimes, but on other occasions it falls a little short of accuracy. But that is my reply to that question.
Thank you. There are many, many tunnels, many kilometers of tunnels within the pyramids. The leader of the excavations is wondering why there should be such a length of tunnels within. I don't know if you care to suggest a reason for that.
Firstly, I would say transportation. And I feel that I have to say that people at that time were fearful. Fearful not only of fellow man, but of those who came from afar. So tunnels were created for movement without being seen. So basically it was for transportation, to
yes.
move freely.
Thank you. And at a much, much later stage, the tunnels have been filled in with stony riverbed material, totally filled in, and the radiocarbon dating of that material is around 5,000 years, so much, much later
yes.
those tunnels were filled in.
Yes. At one time there would have been some filled with water. I know that seems strange to you.
Well, not entirely, and we'll come to that later.
Okay, I will leave it to you to tell me.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
Not at all. I am most interested to help you.
Oh, well, this then is coupled with a further question that I had.
Yes.
There are some ceramic or fired clay devices within some of the tunnels. very large. One in particular is about 8 tons. It was moved, and when it was moved, water began to come up through the floor of that tunnel.
Yes.
When it was moved back in position, the water disappeared again.
Yes, because there was always the fear that some of the tunnels would be not able to be used because of the water. The tunnels would become flooded, as you would say. Yes, there is water lies beneath certain areas, not all. And that is the reason for the infills.
The ceramic pieces would seem to be very clever devices. They seem to have an effect on the nature of the water.
Yes, because all is energy. You are speaking of people in that time who had much knowledge of the earth.
Yes.
Not just as you view it today. These people were rather intelligent in their foresight. You understand?
Mm. Yes, yes. I'm sure we have a very great intelligence here.
Yes.
And I think you were saying the original creators of the pyramids were extraterrestrial people, and I get the impression that one of the first things that extraterrestrials do when they visit our planet seems to be to construct a pyramid that produces an energy, and I imagine that energy to be instrumental in their either travel or communication.
The pyramid power has always existed.
Yes.
And they have found ways to utilize it upon this earth planet, or they did. Even today, you will find many people who rely on pyramid power.
Yes.
To them, it is quite usual, but for many people, they do not fully understand that energy.
So it would be for use here on the planet, and not for use in space travel?
For both.
Or for both?
For both. Yes. Why not utilize the energy available?
Yes, thank you. Another interesting fact is that there seem to have been very large concrete blocks used in the, I think, the sheathing part of the, or the outer part of the pyramid.
Yes.
It seems to be a superior and very hard concrete, rather better than that which we produce today.
Again, I have to say the answer is simple, because you have superior beings in as much as knowledge goes, who were capable of much more than mankind today.
Hmm.
That is the fact that you must always remember. You are dealing with a race of people much more advanced than humankind today. therefore all their knowledge and skills would have become parts of that creation.
Could I ask a question? Have you finished your thought on it? Do you want to ask more for that?
Yes, I just want to mention that those concrete blocks are very large, much larger than we produce today. We make them that are about 18 inches by 4 by about 9, I think. But these are 40 times larger than that. I estimate on looking at photographs.
Yes. If you have a being who can travel space, who can create much that mankind knows nothing of, you should not be surprised that they can produce far superior goods, shall we call them. To what is available to man.
And no doubt move them through their dematerialization.
Yes. All of these things are available to them. Yes.
Yes. Well, that's all very helpful.
I hope it has helped you.
Did you
there are many wonders yet to discover in your world. Yes.
Yes, and
it is mounting evidence of other species of intelligence.
And you have told us there is much yet to be discovered.
Yes.
And
yes.
Several things recently have come up.
Yes.
Did
I not tell you that this year, when you questioned me about what would happen this year, I told you that it is a year of new beginnings rather than doom. And these new beginnings also include new information.
Yes. And an interesting shall I say, device, which has the look of perhaps a flying machine, has been located on the bed of the Baltic Sea.
Yes.
This is being investigated at the present time.
Your oceans and seas have much to offer up. But not just yet. Each step is more informative for man, and each will be discovered at the right time for mankind to use and to utilize for his own knowledge. But there is much you do not know.
Did you want to ask something, Sarah?
Yes, I just, I know, changing the subject, when my mother passed to spirit, I think it would have been her sister's birthday, and I wondered if that was significant. Do you know if she was met by her sister and her parents?
She was met by her grandparent, firstly.
Right, yeah.
But there were many who awaited this lady.
Oh.
Yes, there was a group of them.
Yes.
And of course, family, when there is love, always seem to come to the fore.
Yes. Yes.
That's very nice to know.
Yes, but she needed a little time just to rest.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh, yes.
But I know that you would wish communication, but It is not time yet.
Not time, no.
Yes, that is one thing that we've learned, and you've taught us, that there has to be this time interval.
Mm-hmm. Well, only if it is necessary. And, of course, when someone has suffered a little physically, then spiritually they need to recoup their spiritual energies.
Yes, I felt this happening.
But I will say to you that this lady is very happy.
Oh, my gosh. Every time I thought of her, I kept imagining that she was happy. This is recently. And that's helped me to feel happy.
Yes, mm-hmm. She wishes. She is not giving the information, of course, but others do, and she is happy.
Good. Oh, that's lovely.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, my dear friends, for this time I will withdraw and allow others to come. If they so wish.
Thank you so much.
Lovely to hear your voice.
Well, it's lovely that you're with us again, Sally Meth, and thank you so much for the information given. Our contact abroad will be very happy with those responses, I'm sure.
Yes. As always, I leave you with much love.
Thank you.
What goes with you?